Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team even scores a point. And the last time there was a 0-0 tie in the NFL, it was in 1943. No-brainer bet here, Dustin. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1, any NFL game, win $100 in free bets. Either team scores a point. That's all there is to it. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. We've been talking Penn State, Iowa. Before we get to the aftermath of the game and where teams ended up in the rankings, a couple other little things from the game. The Iowa fans did not cover themselves in glory exactly when they started booing the injuries by Penn State. Here's what I don't understand, Dustin. Iowa is a team that goes slow on offense. So what kind of speed would you be stopping by faking injuries? And second, if you're going to fake injuries, I'd like to give James Franklin some advice. Do not fake injuries with your star defensive tackle, okay? And have them stay out the rest of the game. By the way, don't fake injuries with your starting quarterback either. What are they thinking?
Well, I was trying to understand the perspective a little bit. And apparently, and this is the story, whether you agree with it or not, apparently this has happened to Iowa in the past. I haven't watched the game film. I don't know who exactly the opponents were, but apparently this fan base and even the coaching staff, I don't know, like I saw on Sunday, the special teams coach, I don't know if you saw this video, jumping to the ground and pretending that he was injured when a Penn State player got injured. This is the special teams coach at the University of Iowa on the sideline acting like a gigantic big baby meathead because there was a sincere belief that Penn State was trying to game them in some way or another. It is a total disconnect from reality. What Penn State knew from quarter one to the end of the fourth quarter that all they had to do was just play this Iowa offense straight up, and that was going to be more than good enough to slow them down. Why on earth would they feel the need to get silly like this? I've never seen Penn State do that. You know, I think it's present in the game of football. I get it. When fast drives are happening and 2-minute drills and you're running up to the line of scrimmage, you're trying to slow that down. I do understand that this dynamic exists in football, but it doesn't exist for this Penn State program consistently. Like I can't really remember any time where I thought, oh, they're trying to slow this team down. Iowa's offense isn't the offense to do that too, as you alluded to. I think I understand the dynamic here, and I think Iowa fans and Iowa coaches were trying to get the offense off the field as fast as possible so they can get the defense on the field so they can actually score some points. That's the thinking. Let's get through the pain of watching Spencer Petras go through his progressions and make a weak throw. Let's get through all that. Let's get the Iowa defense on the field so we can create a big play here. That's why everybody was mad.
Okay, then.
It is so detached from any objective reality that anybody on God's green earth would resort to these tactics against the University of Iowa offense. You know, I've seen the numbers coming in, and this offense is as vanilla and bland and weak from a play-calling perspective to a talent. Yeah, I think the talent is maybe okay, but the quarterback is 50th percentile at best in the nation. Brian Ferentz, product of nepotism, no doubt about that one, as the play caller for this group. Why would anybody feel like they gotta do this to them? It is such a disconnect between what is a truth in college football and what Iowa clearly seems to think that they are.
Well, and I respect Iowa's defense. And remember, this is still, you know, in a quarter and a half, Sean Clifford and Penn State's offense put 17 points up against them. What's intriguing to me, and it is an intriguing year in college football, you now have Iowa ranked second, Cincinnati ranked third, and I don't believe either team has a ranked team on their schedule the rest of the season. You know, give Iowa credit for probably, you know, and I'm using air quotes here, the most impressive win of anyone in the country in beating Penn State. But it was a Penn State team that there were such circumstances, crazy circumstances, with the starting quarterback coming out. Do you in any way, shape, or form consider Iowa the number two team in the country?
Not at all. I mean, if you think about the Indiana team that they beat and what reality has shown that they are. Iowa State was, I believe, top 10 when Iowa beat them. And we've seen that's an okay team, but that's not the number 9 team in the country, which is what they were at that point. Beating Maryland was unbeaten, but they are prone to lay an egg. I don't care who the coaching staff is, from one coaching staff to another. They will get blown out by somebody at some point in time. It just happened to be Iowa this game. They've gotten a lot of best case scenarios unfold before their very eyes. And their schedule doesn't set up very well. It sets up very, very well. It doesn't set up very well for a loss, is what I'm getting at. Just on paper. But trust me, Jim, this Iowa team is going to lose at least one game between now and the Big Ten championship game. There is no way. At some point in time, you know, the turnover luck is going to run out. I know that they're creating their own luck in a lot of respects there, but, you know, a lot of best case scenarios have happened. I think Purdue is plenty capable of it. I think Wisconsin is plenty capable of it, especially them going on the road. I think Nebraska is capable of it. Minnesota is capable of it. I think Iowa's not going to have their A game in one of these games coming up, and they're going to do what Iowa always does. I know I said this going into Penn State, that I was going to Iowa. I thought the bubble was getting ready to burst this past weekend. If Sean Clifford's healthy, that bubble does burst. This bubble is going to burst in prolific fashion this year. Now that they're number two in the polls, and this sets up really poorly for the Big Ten, because you've got Iowa, who is probably the 15th best team in the country. And you've got Michigan, who's probably the 16th best team in the country. You've got Michigan State, who's probably the 23rd best team in the country, all hyperinflated in the rankings right now. And now when they inevitably lose to Minnesota, Nebraska, and Purdue, respectively, I'm not looking at schedules to know that for sure, it's going to look like a disaster for the Big Ten. So I think, you know, Michigan and Michigan State are both overranked. Iowa is most definitely overranked. You know, Penn State has a lot of work to do on its schedule, but this, you know, for them to be a one-loss team, their schedule really comes down to, can you lick your wounds? Can Sean Clifford get healthy? And can you beat Ohio State? I think the rest of it takes care of itself. And I know there's all this chaos happening right now. Cincinnati could have very well secured their spot in the college football playoff by doing the work they've done so far. But a lot's going to change in the Big Ten. I really believe that.
Well, you know, in the Big Ten East, these teams, Michigan State, Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State, all four teams in the Big Ten East are ranked in the top 10, and none of them have played each other yet. And after next week, they will still have not played each other. So those last 4 or 5 weeks of the season are going to be crazy. Somebody is going to have to survive that. So that somebody may have two losses on their schedule, go into the conference championship game against an undefeated Iowa. Maybe they lose one game, but it wouldn't surprise me, because they'll be favored in every game. I said, Dustin, if you believe in karma, Penn State will play Iowa in the conference championship game.
It is as realistic an outcome as there is, as you're trying to forecast the Big Ten East and the Big Ten West. I think at this point in time, you know, odds makers would probably say Ohio State is the favorite to win the conference, to win the Big Ten East, and then probably steamroll Iowa in a Big Ten title game. And listen, I understand that I've been low on Iowa pretty much forever. And certainly this year, and in their matchup against Penn State, but I will continue to be low on Iowa moving forward. The luck's going to run out. You know, Spencer Petras is going to have to win a game, and I don't see a quarterback who's capable of doing that.
I agree with you on that. Let's take a quick look forward though for Penn State. Bye week, and then Illinois. Then after that, I believe it's Ohio State. So in 3 weeks would be Ohio State. That actually sets up pretty well for Penn State with what they're dealing with. If Sean Clifford can get healthy to play, he's essentially got 3 weeks to get ready for Ohio State and get healthy. For Taquan Roberson, if you're going to ask him to win a game for you, it will be the Illinois game. I think that's a good matchup for him. And you will have 2 weeks of practice time where he's getting first team reps.
I think you make a brilliant point across the board there. Illinois, noon, Beaver Stadium. That's a lot more in the wheelhouse of Taquan Roberson, where you can, and certainly if it looks like Sean Clifford is even iffy by October 23rd, you absolutely have a good time to sit him and let him get that additional week rest. You have 2 weeks to game plan and get Taquan Roberson first team reps to build your offense around those certain limitations, you know, a lot of it being not being able to progress through his reads at the same level as Sean Clifford. You have a lot of time, 2 weeks there, to go back to the drawing board and figure out what a Taquan Roberson-led offense looks like. You made the mistake already that you didn't have Roberson anywhere near game ready enough to play on the road at a top five team under the lights at Kinnick Stadium, you know, but now you have a chance to right that wrong. You got 2 weeks to do it. Let him get out there, get that experience of beating an Illinois team. And then if Sean Clifford is healthy, that's what it really boils down to. Is Sean Clifford healthy? And is he ready to kind of lead this Big Ten title run? And we'll find out over the weeks to come. I think what you're saying very well could play out over the next few weeks.
And remember, Penn State fans, and team, Penn State team, you still got everything in front of you. You still could win this Big Ten East. And if you do, guess what? Iowa will be there waiting for you in the conference championship game. Like I said, Dustin, karma. Karma. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.